We've made it to part 7 of the 7-step framework that you can implement to eradicate workplace gossip in your environment. And in this last episode of the series, I'll share one of the final, but actually most important steps that you'll take to ensure everlasting success with eradicating workplace gossip. Now, please come and share with us on the Facebook community. The link is in the show notes below. How you have found these 7 steps, if you've started implementing them, and what questions do you have as you've started implementing them. And if you want to delve deeper into these 7 steps and into this framework, please come and join me in the From Gossip to Growth program. All the details can be found on gossiptogrowth.com. Let's jump into it and let's get started. Are you struggling with gossip in your workplace? And have you tried multiple different strategies, but nothing seems to work? Perhaps you're aware of the gossip, but you don't like conflict. You feel like you don't have the time to deal with it, or you simply believe that they are adults and should be able to deal with this themselves. You are not alone. Many leaders have come to accept office gossip as the norm. Hey, I'm Rika Whelan, workplace gossip strategist, and I have got good news for you. It doesn't have to be the norm, and you can eradicate workplace gossip without the drama and the stress. How, I hear you asking? Well, you're in the right place. On this podcast, I'll share strategies that you can implement on a daily basis to transform your workplace culture and take your team from toxic to thriving and from gossip to growth. Grab your favorite beverage and a notebook and pen, and let's get started. The last one is T, training program. So you want to make sure that when there's new employees coming on board, that you provide them with sufficient training on the no gossip policies. They need to understand, because remember, you and your whole team, your current team, have just gone through a whole process, okay? And this whole process has brought you and your team together. It's brought you and your team closer together as well, because you've just gone through this whole thing of eradicating workplace gossip. The new employee does not know any of that. They were not part of it. And they might feel a little bit like an outsider because you and your team might have just formed a little clique unintentionally by going through this really tough time of eradicating gossip. So make sure that there are sufficient training programs in place for your new employee to understand the culture, but also annual training then, or more regular training for your current team to ensure that they include new employees and that they don't exclude them inadvertently, but also that there's accountability constantly, the importance of having the no-gossip environment, and celebrating, okay? So part of the programs can be celebrating annually, celebrating new milestones of having 400 days gossip-free, or, you know, celebrating that we're 500 days gossip-free, or, I mean, if we can celebrate so many other things in life, like sobriety and all the other things, we can 100% celebrate being gossip-free. Gossip is an addiction. It's 100% an addiction because people get a rise out of gossiping about each other. It gives them satisfaction to gossip about another person. So being gossip-free is like overcoming an addiction, and it's something that you and your team need to celebrate. It's something that you as a leader and your organization can celebrate.
Now that brings us to the end of the series, where in the last 7 episodes, I've shared with you 7 steps that you can take to eradicate workplace gossip. Now, I want to just share from a perspective that the last 7 steps came from the perspective of a leader who knows that gossip is an issue in the workplace and who is fully aware of the detrimental effects that it can take in the workplace. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I've been doing a lot of research, and I've had the privilege of speaking to so many wonderful people in various industries about workplace gossip. And now, if you are listening and you are interested in sharing your story with me, just purely from a research perspective, and sharing with me your struggles, whether you're a leader, whether you're an employee, whichever space you find yourself in, I would love to absolutely chat with you. I have spoken to so many people in different industries. It is just so incredible how much gossip there is out there, and incredible from a negative perspective. So many people have also shared that the main issue is the fact that their leaders, or that executives or the CEOs or those people in more senior leadership positions, they really struggle with gossip as well. And so therefore, a lot of the people who I'm speaking to, they are managers, but they still find themselves in a place where they don't feel equipped, where they can actually implement these 7 steps to eradicate workplace gossip. Now, I do intend to do a follow-up episode on this called Leaders Who Gossip, and what you can do as someone to also address this with a peer or with other leaders who gossip in the organization. And I also know that from what people have said that some people just don't want to speak up because they don't want to cause ructions. They've got a fear of being mistreated should they speak up. And this is a wider issue. It is, unfortunately, you know, these 7 steps will be easier for a leader where the leader is on board and the senior leadership is on board as well. It will be a bit more tricky, 100%, if management or your senior leadership team is not on board. So I will definitely, and I'm planning on doing a strategic episode on what you can do when your leaders are not on board, when you want to start eradicating gossip amongst your employees, and what you can do in that space to work with your team. You will basically follow the same 7 steps, but within your team alone, and how you can then discuss that with the senior leadership team and bring forth change. I also plan to do some episodes specifically targeted for HR or people and culture managers because I've had the privilege of speaking with many people and people and culture managers. Thank you very much for each and every one of you who have spoken to me and to give you some more tips and tricks on what you can do from a HR manager's perspective to implement change. And when it comes to leadership, I'm studying my Master's of Business Administration at the moment. And so I'm knee deep in strategy talks and change management and project management, marketing management. And it is a great subject to study. And so I plan on also talking about the strategic part of things and how you can implement from a strategic goal perspective, what you can do to implement that change. And sometimes change can take up to a year, but what's going to be your role in that change management? That is very, very important as well. And then understanding the psychology behind people's behavior is another episode that will be coming up as well. So I'm looking forward to the upcoming episodes, and all the research and everyone that I've spoken to has really just set my mind on fire with so many ideas of things that I can talk about. So if you would like to talk to me as well, you can either schedule a research call with me, so you'll get me on Zoom and we can talk about workplace gossip. Your other option is to, there's a link where you can ask a question and I will answer your question on the podcast. Or alternatively, you can send me an email and you can let me know what is it, what is this topic and what is the issue that you are facing, and I can address that in the podcast as well. Now, from next week, I'll be sharing some of the amazing reviews that everyone has been leaving for the show on Apple Podcast. Now, if you haven't left a review on Apple Podcast yet, please do so. They are amazing. It shows me that I'm on the right track, and it really just proves to me that there's more to gossip than just it being harmless banter. There's more to gossip than it just being this fun thing that people do to get a rise out of. And so, yeah, leave me a review. Tell me what you think of the show. Obviously, I'd highly regard a 5-star review. But yeah, I would really just appreciate you sharing the love with me on there and listening to all the episodes. This boosts the show. And it will mean that Apple Podcasts will also recommend this podcast to other leaders in the leadership space. And it'll also push up the ranking. So the podcast has now reached top 10% in the world, which is amazing because seeing as the episode is so brand new, we've already reached top 10% in the world. So the next aim is top 5%. So let's see how if we can get there. But I can only do that with the support of all the listeners. And that's you. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening to this 7-part series, and I look forward to sharing so many more amazing episodes with you. Just the final thing that I want to say is that I am actually at this point in time working on a gossip or from gossip to growth online program, which is where we will jump on Zoom calls or do a pre-recorded session. So I'm still working out the logistics, where I'll take you into more in-depth of the 7-step framework. And if you decide to enroll in this program, I will also be giving you all the templates, all the correct words that you can use in emails and in documentation. I'll be giving you the gossip-free policy, the no-gossip pledge. I'll give you the performance management template that you can use. And of course, you're going to take those documentation to your legal team and to make sure that they are legal in your country, because that's important no matter where in the world you are. If you download something from the internet, you're going to check if it's legit. So yes, I'll be giving you all the documentation that you'll need. Everything that I've mentioned throughout this whole 7 steps, you will get as part of the online program. And so if you would like to go on the wait list for this online program or this program, and like I mentioned, I'm still working out the logistics. It's very exciting. But the more people I can speak to about what their ideal would be in terms of an online program, would it be live Zoom calls? Would it be pre-recorded? Plus some weekly coaching sessions. Again, I'm so open to hear what people would like to hear and do in this space. And so come and join the wait list. If you go to gossiptogrowth.com, you'll be able to click on a link that'll take you to a form where you can just put your name and your email address and you will go on the wait list. So there's no other obligation. And as soon as this program launches, or if I've got a survey that I would like you to fill out, which is highly likely that you will get a survey, so I can figure out exactly what is the best way to launch this program that will suit you. So some people might like it live, some people might like it pre-recorded. So let's see if I can do both. But join the wait list, and then I absolutely look forward to seeing you in the program. And I'll chat to you again soon. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I had such a great time recording that just for you. It would bless me big if you could please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you follow or subscribe to the podcast so that you are notified when a new episode launches. And then finally, join the free Facebook community. Simply go to gossiptogrowth.com for more information. I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.